like it there. Just a kiss and squeeze and hug him, girl, you know the rest, cause they tell me he never rains in Southern California.
Yo, it is raining out here in Southern California. Well, it was raining, but it's dying down. But I'm here, though. What's up, family? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to chop up good game, as we always do, every week on this show. I don't think I'm going to take any calls tonight. I think I'm just going to drop some straight game, ladies and gentlemen, but we're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to take that real quick commercial break, family. And I mean, it's going to be real quick, and I don't want y'all to move a muscle. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Tariq Radio.
Do you have any personal dating issues that you need addressed right now? Dating and life coach Mr. Locario will help you with his 30-minute game session. The Mr. Locario's 30-minute game session is a private one-on-one coaching session on the phone or through Skype. For 30 minutes, you'll get answers to any dating questions you have. To set up your 30-minute game session, go to MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
What's up, family? If you make music and you're looking for experienced, no-nonsense audio engineers that can professionally mix and master your music, then check out my friends at LegendaryMix.com. With over 15 years in the music industry, their expertise is unmatched. LegendaryMix.com delivers professional music mixing and mastering for a great price with a very fast turnaround time. You can't beat that. Also, as a bonus, you sign up to the email list at LegendaryMix.com and you'll receive a discount link and a free music marketing ebook. So drop everything right now. Stop messing around. Go, call, or send a text to LegendaryMix.com at 347-565-5892 or send an email to music@legendarymix.com. Listen up, family. Are you looking for some amazing beats for your next project? Then check out my man at DesmondABeats.com. He has hip-hop, R&B, pop tracks, everything you need to have a dope song. Go to DesmondABeats.com right now because he's running a limited time deal on beats and you don't want to miss out on this. He also has a song mixing and mastering service so you can get that crisp, tight sound. So again, go to DesmondABeats.com.
This is the Fortune 500 marketer, Musa Ali. Are you an entrepreneur looking to brand your business, or are you looking for ways to level up your own personal brand to create a larger reach? Well, join me in Oakland, California on February 10th, and I'll give you the secrets on how to build a multi-million dollar brand. To purchase tickets, go to universitybrand.eventbrite.com. Again, that's universitybrand.eventbrite.com. Spots are filling fast, so don't miss out on this opportunity to take your business and life to the next level.
Yo, calling all black-owned businesses, Afroganics. That's a LLC and a multi-vendor e-commerce platform that allows customers to purchase items, book services, make appointments, make reservations at restaurants, put in food orders at restaurants and at grocery stores, and order to farmers, and you can do so much, much more. It features more than 200 categories. Afroganics will showcase black businesses of all types. Afroganics launches in April 2018, so customers, if you want to get down, all the business owners, if you want to get down, you can register now at afroganics.co. But wait, there's more. If you sign up in the month of January, your store will be free until July 2018. So go to afroganics.co.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Crispin, everybody. And I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
Tencent's new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You're now tuning into the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Yo, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Tariq Radio. How's everybody doing? Let me get my Mac and music ready. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up game. Today's show is also brought to you by 1804movie.com, the movie about the Haitian Revolution. You guys don't want to miss that. If you have not seen that, go to 1804movie.com and check that out right now, ladies and gentlemen. And also, you need to check out Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. And you can get that at HiddenColorsFilm.com. That's HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. So we're broadcasting live. We are doing the live thing on YouTube right now. The chat room is real lit. It's late. It's pretty late right now. I just looked at the time. I've been here doing the commercials and all that, and it's pretty late, and there's a lot of people in the chat room, so shout out to everybody who's still up with us all over the world. And speaking of all over the world, I'm going to be in Zimbabwe in a couple of weeks. We're having a screening of 1804, the Africa premiere of 1804. We're going to have that in Zimbabwe. We're spreading the news and the information all over the world. So I can't wait to really go out there and chop it up with the family in Zimbabwe to see what's going on so we can network with everybody. And I'm going over there with some business people, and we're talking business. We're talking about setting up some, well, they already got some stuff set up. I'm just trying to get us popping with it too. So we're going to get it popping. Shout out to everybody. They're talking about the new puppet that was introduced today. There's a new puppet that was introduced on Instagram. It's a hit. Everybody loves the new puppet. There's a puppet that I created called Herpy Hotep, the Woke Walrus. So you guys can go to Herpy Hotep's page on Instagram at Herpy Hotep on Instagram. And I'm not using the word Hotep in a disparaging way, by the way. I know my brother James Smalls gets on me about using the word Hotep negatively. It's not. We're mocking people who pretend to abide by what Hotep is. Hotep is a very good word, by the way. I just want to be clear about that. Hotep is our word. It's an African word. It means peace be upon you. It's a very good word. The problem is you have these fake, big, fat, bisexual, buffalo, bitch-made niggas who sully what Hotep and everything else African, they sully what it means. And that's not a subliminal. I'm talking about Umar's fat ass. I don't have to do subliminals. I'm talking about him. And by the way, Umoist, the big bisexual buffalo bitch, he's still making videos. He's still talking greasy. That dude made about 4 or 5 videos about me today. And he was at an airport waiting on a flight, just making videos about me. You know, the Prince of Pad Thai Noodles. So then I went on and introduced the puppet. The puppet has been sitting up for a minute, but since he wanted to start talking, I had to put this puppet on his ass. And he's salty because we called him out, Umoist. Umoist, and I don't want to go too much in it because I want to move on to some other stuff, but Umoist had a hearing the other day. And he used that hearing to pull a publicity stunt like the fraudulent nigga he is. Umoist knows that he's pretty much irrelevant right now. He's a nothing at this point. He's irrelevant. So he has to use certain situations as publicity stunts. And he had a hearing about a fine that he might have to pay for claiming to be a licensed psychologist, which he was doing in a lot of different interviews. So he used that to go around to say that he was about to go to jail. He don't know if he's going to jail. Please support me. He's begging everybody to come down there to support him. So he made it this big emergency publicity stunt. The hearing itself wasn't a publicity stunt, but he made it into a publicity stunt. So his big jolly ass started telling everybody he's going to go to jail. Y'all need to support him. The white man is trying to get me and all this shit. They're going to take his credentials, which that was never in jeopardy. They were not. And this is why I'm saying this, because black folks, we have to learn how to understand the law. We have to learn how to be objective and not just let niggas tell us anything and we believe it. This nigga's a pathological liar. So this fucker was lying about his credentials being snatched away. They weren't going to snatch no credentials. They weren't going to take his certificate. He was going to get a fine. But he had this whole hands-off papa like he was Asada Shakur or somebody. Called a bunch of people down there. His old lady gang, because that's who supports him. A bunch of old ladies. He called the old lady gang down there. It was a couple of dusty niggas too. Had an emergency. Y'all come help papa. And then acted like he was victorious and there was no verdict. Just everything about this nigga is so fraudulent, it's ridiculous. It's boring at this point. Everything about this nigga is fraudulent. He's a big, moist, big, jolly, bisexual, buffalo-ass nigga. He's over there on his way to Japan so he can take more public baths, filming himself, washing his titties, soaking his nipples, which is what he was doing in that video. But I digress. I digress. I'm bored talking about this nigga. I'm going to let the puppet talk. I'm bored talking about this lying, scamming nigga who ain't never going to have a school. He's still giving bullshit excuses for that school. If any of you are sitting around believing any of this bullshit he's saying about that damn school, you deserve to get finessed. You deserve to get finessed. You deserve it. But I digress. All right, so anyway, what I'm going to talk about today, speaking of moist niggas and big bisexual buffalo niggas, I'm going to talk about how heterosexual black males seem like we're under attack. Does it seem like heterosexual black men are being attacked? We're being vilified for being heterosexual now. I want to go into that. Before I get into that, did y'all see there was something that the white supremacist media, they've been trying to throw dirt on Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather did an interview with a lady and it was like one of those, it looked like he was on a red carpet somewhere. Or some kind of public event, and the reporter came up to him and she was asking him a series of questions. And then she asked him about the Me Too hashtag, and he didn't know what it was. And she was like, well, what do you think about the Me Too thing? Well, he like, what's that? And she was like, well, that's about women and abuse and all that with women. He's like, oh, okay, I didn't know what it was. When people say Me Too, I'm thinking, okay, you got a car? Me Too. You know, if you got a plane, me too. If you got a Ferrari, me too. You know, that's what I thought you meant. So it was a very innocent thing. He just didn't know what she was talking about. So what they did, the white supremacist media, they took that and they're trying to spin it. One white supremacist writer from Yahoo Sports was talking about Floyd Mayweather gives a vile and disgusting response to Me Too. So now they're trying to switch it as if he's dissing the Me Too movement. And other white supremacist media organizations, they're jumping on the vilification of Floyd Mayweather. See, they give each other these cues and they all jump on it. And they're so desperate to find dirt on somebody like Floyd, because Floyd beat them at their own game and they've been looking for something to throw on Floyd forever. So now they're getting desperate. So now several reporters are reporting he's misogynistic, he's insensitive to the Me Too movement when the man clearly just didn't know what it was. They're so jealous and envious of Floyd, they couldn't beat him in the ring. It's that whole, we cannot beat you at your game, so we're going to beat you at our game outside the ring. We're going to beat you with white supremacy outside the ring. It's so damn desperate at this point. And we got to understand it for what it is. Now, other stuff that's happening in the news. I know you guys have heard about that H&M situation where there was the H&M company, the clothing store. They had an image of a black child, and he had on a hoodie, a green hoodie that says the coolest monkey. And a lot of people were up in arms about it. Now, it took me a minute to say something about it because everybody jumped on the bandwagon already, and people kept asking me my opinion, and my opinion was, and I said this days after the controversy broke, because H&M, they started to apologize, the company apologized, and it was, you know, the fake bullshit apology, and I said, basically, the company knew exactly what they were doing, which they did. These companies, they sit around, yeah, it's the coolest monkey in the jungle, that's what it says. And these companies, they sit around, they know exactly what they're doing, they put these ads out, they know that it's going to get backlash, they know that they're sending little dog whistles to the white supremacist consumers, because understand, white supremacists buy clothes too. So that's who they're appealing to when they do little slick shit like this. Don't you think that a little backlash from the black community is going to stop the white supremacists from buying those hoodies. And the thing is, a lot of people were up in arms about it. A lot of people were jumping up to defend the child, the little black boy. I heard that Puff Daddy offered the black child model a $1 million contract. But understand this. Our brother Jason Black, the Black Authority, he once said, he said this on several occasions, and shout out to our brother Jason Black. Jason Black said, look, when it comes to these situations of racial injustice, he said he's not going to jump on the bandwagon right away because you don't know what's going on with these families. He said the problem is we jump on these bandwagons trying to defend these people. If somebody gets shot or whatever, we try to defend them. And then the family turns around and be on the goddamn coon train, which is exactly right. Because in this situation, the little boy's mother, she put up a post bedwinching and cooning it up. She's up here talking about, you know, my son in those pictures, and he tried on different clothes, and I don't see what the big deal is, and all of you people are making a big deal out of nothing. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but her consensus was, y'all making a big thing out of nothing. It ain't that big of a deal. Stop crying wolf. The mom was on that type of shit. Now the mom, she's Kenyan. She's from Kenya, but she lives in Switzerland. That's where her and the child lives. We keep telling you about the coonery, the buffoonery, the buck dancing that's coming out of parts of Africa. It's insane. The coonery, buffoonery, bedwinching, and mammyism coming out of Africa, certain African countries, is really off the charts. Her whole thing is, hell, I'm getting paid. I don't mind letting my child be a damn monkey. And that's the reason why they put a monkey sweater on that child, because the mother was down with it. The mother was right there. They know what they're doing. The mother's right there. The parents are right there. And they try little shit and see what they can get away with. Now, the average parent who has some sense, they would be like, oh, I don't know about that top. I don't know about that shirt. But they gave that shirt to that little boy, and the mammy was right there grinning with a thumbs up. So that's why they put it out, because the mammy wouldn't have a problem with it. See, we got to understand, we jump on the bandwagon trying to ride for people, but that little boy could be a Sheriff Clark in the making. Understand, these kids being raised by these little bunny ruckuses all over the world, Understand how coons are raised. That boy's in coon training right now with that bunny ruckus mammy of his, co-signing that. And I think this is even after Puffy made that $1 million offer, from what I understand. Because the name of the game ain't, it's not just the money, it's about the white supremacist approval. With some of these African bedwinches and mammies, and even over here, it's that white approval that's more important than anything. They'll be like, fuck that $1 million from Puffy. White mommy and daddy is giving me a pat on the head. We got to understand how they're attacking black males, including children, and we don't need the mothers out here to facilitate that. That brings me to something else. Have you guys seen the television show When in Rome? My God, please tell me you've seen this show. There's a television show out here called When in Rome. A bunch of black American women, they go over to Rome looking for love. They go over to Rome looking for love. Now, let me say this. I don't mind. I don't have a problem with anybody traveling. You're expanding your horizons. I don't hate on that. I don't hate on that. I really don't. Sometimes you might be bad at luck here. The world is big. Use the world as your playground. Use the world as your oyster. Go travel. Go mix and mingle with wherever, whoever. It's good to travel. I don't want to make it seem like traveling somewhere out of the country and finding love is wrong, but this is some Bedouin shit. These women were over there in Rome. They were acting real thirsty around these white dudes. It was some real thirst bucket shit. Which I knew that's what it was going to be. I wasn't shocked over that. I knew it was going to be a bunch of thirst bucket bedwinching going on. I was already prepared for that. But what was very interesting about that show, this was the most interesting thing. Like later in the show, after they got through bedwinching and running around Rome, kissing on every white man they can find. It was one literally kissing every white man she saw. I'm not even exaggerating. One of those bedwinches was walking around Rome. They were all walking around Rome, switching and sashaying. And this one was just kissing cab drivers, just kissing every fucking white dude she can see. It was just real thirsty. But later on, they were all having a little sister girl meeting in the hotel. And they started telling stories about their black ex-husbands or their black baby daddies and how bad they were and how awful they were. And that was the interesting thing to me, how the producers veered the conversation and veered the narrative of the show into an anti-black man rant. They started to veer the whole thing into an anti-black man narrative. It wasn't just them bedwinching. They had to throw all these no good brothers did us wrong. They really emphasized on that, and I thought that was very telling. That was extremely telling. And that's the narrative they're trying to push with a lot of these shows, showing that the white man is better for you, black woman. These brothers are no good. These brothers are going to cheat on you. These brothers are going to do this. They're not going to raise the kids. So you need to get you a white male, particularly a European white male, if you can find one. That's why that Meghan Markle thing, they're really promoting that. That's like a bedwinch's wet dream right there. They're really promoting that. But I thought that was very, very interesting, how they were really throwing the salt on the brothers real heavy. And we got to watch that thing with that battle of the sexes thing that they do with us. And also that shaming and vilifying of heterosexual black males in the media like that. And that brings me to another show. There was another show over there in the UK, Big Brother. I don't know. It was Big Brother something. But Ginuwine is on that show. You know, it's Big Brother Celebrity. They have a lot of black, I won't say black celebrities, but they have a lot of celebrities on Big Brother. And Genuine is on there, and he's on there with some other people, a lot of people I don't even know, but there's one white transsexual. There was a white man who's a transsexual. He's, you know, a quote-unquote woman, but he's a transsexual. And they were having a discussion in the house about, they were having a discussion with Genuine, and the transsexual was asking Genuine, would Genuine date him or date a tranny or date a woman knowing it's a tranny? See, Neely Fuller talks about how they use words to try to confuse you. And if they try to confuse you sexually, they got you everywhere else. So they were asking Genuine, would you date a woman who was a transsexual? And he said, no, I wouldn't. And they were trying to make it seem like he was homophobic by saying that. And this white person, this white transsexual, actually tried to kiss Genuine. And he was like, oh, no, no, I don't want to do that. He tried to kiss him. And naturally, he was like, no, we can't do that. And then they tried to, again, to make him seem, to make Genuine seem like he was homophobic because he didn't want to kiss this fucking transsexual. And that's the narrative that they've been trying to crowbar on us for a long time. It's bad enough if you say, hey, I don't really want to get down with that movement. That's just not my cup of tea. That's one thing they try to vilify you with. But now if you ain't gay or bisexual yourself as a black person, they try to label you homophobic because you ain't getting down with that shit. That's the new thing now, where they try to shame you into actually being a homosexual. That's the new thing they're going to really start pushing, family. They're going to start shaming you. I'm talking to black men. They're going to start trying to vilify and shame you for not being a homosexual, for not engaging in homosexual practices. That's the new vilification. And I stand with Genuine 100%. No, you don't want to kiss a transsexual. I don't want to kiss a gay person because I'm not gay. He didn't want to kiss a gay person because he's not gay. Don't try to force that on somebody and then say, hey, oh, you being bigoted. Now you're trying to force it on people as a form of damn rape almost. See, that's now y'all getting into buck breaking again. See, they're going back into what they used to do in slavery. They used to buck break us. They used to just tie us down and just force it on us. So they're trying to get back into the buck breaking thing. And you notice this whole narrative that they're trying to do. They're trying to equate bigotry against the gay community with racism. They've been trying to do that for the longest. And that's why they always try to pull that shit with straight black men. They try to come on to brothers sexually. And when we reject that, well, see, you're being just like, you're treating me like the racists treat you. You're treating me like racists treat you. How would you like if somebody didn't want to have sex with you because of your race? Well, you're doing the same to me. That's the bullshit they're trying to pull on us, and it's bullshit. No means no. There's a show, I saw a little piece of it, my wife was watching it on Netflix, that Dear White People show, and I don't really like that show particularly because it's a secret Bedouin show. It's supposed to be these black radicals or whatever, but they're secretly Bedouins and laying up with white dudes. So it's real watered down. But on the show, there's a black gay character, and the black gay character was just going around talking about how he's been discriminated against by black people, by straight black people shitting on him. So their whole thing, they're trying to equate bigotry from black people. They're trying to make it seem like, okay, black bigotry is equivalent to white supremacy. Because they can't say that we're reverse racist. There is no systematic black racism. So that always falls flat. So what they always try to do, they try to get people in the black gay community to go around talking about how much they've been discriminated against by other black people. so the white supremacists can hold them up and say, hey, see, bigotry goes both ways. And that's what they've always tried to do. They've been trying to get on our brother Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle made a post about straight black men. There was a picture of some black men, and he was like, hey, this is what we need to see, more images of straight black men. And it was a very innocent comment, but Shea Butter Twitter, who are the minions of white supremacists, they jumped on him and started to attack the brother for what he said. He didn't say anything wrong. They tried to paint him as a homophobe now because he's giving props to straight black men. Now, if you shout out or give props to straight black men, the white supremacists will send Shea Butter Twitter after you. So they're really going hard on this vilifying of straight black men. If you give props to black men for being straight, they try to vilify you now. And that's a real heavy agenda they're trying to push. And whenever the people in the LGBT community starts talking that reverse racism and me being gay is just like you being black and you got to deal with it the same way, and no, when they start pulling that stuff and they're trying to reprimand people in black society, always come back with them like, hey, look, why don't you people in the, I'm talking about the people in the white people in the LBG community, because black people, you're not in that community, let's be real, because you have to deal with racism within that community too. And black people, you know it. You know there's racism within the white homosexual community, just like in the straight homosexual community. That's why they have to have separate black gay clubs. I heard brothers say on those social, on those dating apps, those white supremacist homosexuals be saying all types of slick shit. No dark meat. They be saying little slick shit like that when they're trying to find relationships. They only like to use black people for gutter sex. So they have the same form of racism within the gay community, the gay white community. But I always say to the people in the dominant society who's a part of the gay community, why don't you do something or speak out against all the white supremacists in the LGBT community? Because there's a lot of them that they say nothing about. If they ever try to pull that reverse racism, black people are just as bigoted bullshit, don't be homophobic, no. Why don't you, and I'm talking directly to the people in the dominant society who's in the LBGQ, I don't know all what the letters are, but I don't know all of them. But why don't y'all do something about all the white supremacists in your community? Like all the lesbian white cops who are race soldiers who target black people and harm them. We wrote a lot of stories on Melanoid Nation about racist lesbians who target black males. What about people like Milo? People in your community. He's a white supremacist alt-right leader. The white gay community, they don't speak out against him. Miss me with all that being gay is just like being black bullshit. Y'all don't say nothing about Milo. The LBGT community, and I'm talking about the white ones, I ain't talking about the black ones, because the black ones are just trying to do whatever they need to do to fit in. I'm talking about the white ones. They stay quiet. They never did nothing about that tranny dude, Jeffree Star. This makeup dude, he's a well-known makeup artist, and he was talking greasy about black folks on several occasions. As a matter of fact, Kim Kardashian tried to take up for him, and people got into Kim Kardashian's ass. People got into Kim Kardashian's ass for taking up for Jeffree Star after all the vile shit he said about black women, too. He said a lot of shit about black women. There's another one, a well-known dude in the, a white dude in the gay community named Chuck Nip. His last name is K-N-I-P-P, Chuck Nip. He's a white gay dude who dresses in blackface and makes a lot of money going around the world dressing in blackface as a quote-unquote ghetto black woman. Look his fuckery up. The white gay community, they don't say nothing about that dude. They don't say nothing about the gays for Trump dudes, these white supremacist gay dudes who are out here caping for Trump and co-signing all the racial bigotry and the fuckery. They don't vilify that. They don't denounce that. So don't let them manipulate you into being against your own heterosexual makeup. Because that's the thing that they're trying to do. They're trying to shame you for being a heterosexual. They're trying to con us to get down with some that a lot of us don't want to get down with. You got to respect that. They're trying to get into buck breaking. They're trying to get into the buck breaking practices where they're going to force a lifestyle on black males. You know, they don't do that in white society. They know certain folks not to do that to within straight white society. That's why they have a defined community of their own. But they try to force it on us. So we got to watch out for that. We got to watch out for these. This is like rapist type tendencies they're trying to do. This is sexual harassment. This is buck breaking, rape, and sexual harassment. Anyway, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio, y'all. Let me get up out of here. Today was a pretty quick show. Wanted to chop it up with you guys real quick. Don't forget, man, go to 1804movie.com. Get the movie 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti. Also, go to hiddencolorsfilm.com. Get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you don't have it. All right, y'all, I'm out of here. I will holler at you guys this Sunday on Ustream. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all have a good night.